they suffered, doctor after doctor, surgery after surgery. I felt that I was always fighting for my child. He was always very compliant. He never complained. But Sherry and her husband, Bob, were desperate to find some way to help. We talked Jeff into doing the last surgery, Sherry told me, with regret coloring her voice. By that time, Jeff had become resigned to his life in a wheelchair and didn't want to go under the knife ever again. Sherry always kept hoping. When it became obvious that even the grueling refashioning of Jeff's foot had done no good, the Moores pushed hard for a consultation with a famous doctor at Stanford University Hospital. It was hard to convince their insurance company, but eventually they agreed to the expenditure. Sherry drove Jeff down. When we got to Stanford, it seemed like the land of hope. Everything was green and clean, polite and helpful. The atmosphere was night and day different from what we had become accustomed to. Surely a place like this would have the answer to Jeff's problems. A student doctor did an initial evaluation and was very hopeful. Then the real doctor came in. That was a shock. He was not happy. You could see that he was not happy at all. "You need to stop," he told us. "No more surgeries. You have to get used to it. Jeff is going to be in a wheelchair. It's possible the pain will go away by itself, but we don't know what causes it, and we can't predict what will help it." "It knocked the wind out of me," Sherry remembers. "I got Jeff in the car, and then I broke down. I thought, I can't do this anymore." I had always been the cheerleader. I put Jeff's wheelchair in the back, and I called Bob on the phone. I told him I couldn't get in the car. I was just crushed. Eventually, she did get in the car and drove home. She had to try to accept it. They bought Jeff a $2,500 wheelchair and let him go on about his life. And they were utterly unprepared for what Jeff had to say when he came back from the basketball tournament. Sherry actually knew about Bethel, the church where Jeff was healed. Its pastor has written books on healing. A friend had given Bob one, urging him to visit the church. Sherry and Bob seriously considered it, but in the end they decided not to go. All through his trials, Jeff's faith in God had remained intact. We didn't want to mess with his faith. What if it doesn't work? At least he has God. And Jeff actually was never bitter about his feet. He was okay with his situation.